What can an animal go with on Shabbos to the street? So related halachas regarding animals, we're on Sif Chaf, on the top of Tzadik Zayin Min Aleph. It says the Mechaba, Mutu Limele and Yehudi is permitted to tell a non-Jew, Lach Leb Behem to B'Shabbos, to milk his animals on Shabbos. Mishum Tzab Balachayim. That's what we discussed on the previous daf regarding the pain of the living creature, some leniencies. Shachal B'Tzara, because the milk is paining it that it's inside. And the milk is forbidden that day. Some say, you actually have to acquire it from the non-Jew for a little amount. That it shouldn't look like he was milking for the purposes of a Jew. It's permitted to tell a non-Jew to milk the cow and Shabbos because Tzar B'Lechaim. What then something is, the Mutta B'Shem Tzar B'Lechaim is permitted because of the pain of a living creature. To tell a non-Jew, Lahamris Avos Avosis, to feed the geese, that they're already accustomed to this. You know, those kids, they only eat when the mother force feeds them. Right? So they can't eat any other way. So therefore the geese are the same way. But it's only permitted once a day. Says then after that, there's no more tabalachayim. You can't keep on doing the force feeding. It sounds like they like any Yehudi that if it's no non-Jew, they saw that even a Jew is allowed to do that. Although we'll see later on that it's forbidden lahamr sabbos b'shabbos to force feed the geese on Shabbos. Here that they cannot eat on their own. It's permitted because of the pain of the living creature. But to cut, it's good to do it through a minor. Because of Ram, the Ram writes, if someone milks into a vessel, chayiv, he is liable. It's issur d'oraisa, as the Shartzi Nois HaMechei says, because mafarik of releasing a liquid from a solid, which is a telod of dash of threshing. But if you do latoich oichel, if you milk the cow into a food item, then potter then is exempt. Because Sharatina Samaglov says, a mashka bala oichel, a liquid that goes into a food item. It's koichel, it's like a food item. It's like food to food. It's, you never did mefarik. Now, mekamok misuri yesh. However, there is, says Mishbura, a prohibition to chop the Shabbos. Because anything you're exempt on Shabbos, potter will ask you, you're exempt, but it's still forbidden. Katrin Mishbura, a chal of aser, and the milk is forbidden, even if you're milking into a food item. Why? Given the behemoth in the rulachila, since the animal is not fit to eat, have a muktzah. The animal is muktzah, says the Mogad Abram. And therefore, the milk that's a derivative is also going to be forbidden, even though you didn't, you know, chai, but it's a deraisa. Simkai 9 bays. And as the Mechaber said, so you could have the non-Jew milk the cow, but the milk is forbidden that day. The reason is, Mishum Mashkin Shazavu, halacha, that liquids that oozed out, mipeiros, ho'im l'schita, from fruits that are designated for squeezing, like grapes, for example, the kaimel and the chavsabal that we'll see later on, the asur, and that's forbidden. The milk of the cow is similar to that concept of mashkin shazabu that we're afraid to let you, even when it comes out on its own or permitted way, because then you might come to actually squeeze it out yourself. Which is the raisa. Here also, we don't let you milk because you might come to squeeze it out yourself. Some say that you actually have to acquire from the non-Jew for a small amount. They hold amir lachlib. That actually, to tell the non-Jew to milk the cow, it wasn't permitted at all. Only if the non-Jew is doing it for his own purposes. And the Jew is buying it from him after Shabbos for a small amount. Says in Mishra, however, the belt, it conducts himself like the first opinion, that because of the pain of the living creature, we actually permitted the issue of the Rabbanon of telling a non-Jew to milk. Whether it's a non-Jew from the street, whether that live-in that you have, that maidservant that's hired for the whole year for the work, and we don't protest what they're doing. It's still better that a non-Jew to milk should milk it into a food item. Then it's a rabbinic, because Amir La'akim to do something that's only rabbinically forbidden by doing a oichel l'teichel. Sif Chaf Aleph says Mechaber, Gvina she'isay sashfachis ma'atzman, the cheeses that the maidservants make on their own. Michal of Yisrael from the Jewish milk, mut is permitted. Since you're not telling them to do it, Sivkot Ayin Dal says Mishmur Mut keeping v'chulu. Hainu, that is the mishtama. We're presuming that they're doing it for themselves. They like cheese. They take the Jewish milk, and then you could have benefit from it. Look at the later authority. Sigal said that they contest on this point. The Kibbutz tells Michal of Yisrael, shouldn't you take the Jewish milk? But Yisrael, the Shaisik, and the Jews singing and being quiet, mishtama that they soak up. So we can presume, you know, her master is watching and not saying anything that she's doing with the attention of the Jewish owners. She does. She knows that he's pleased with this. And even if subsequently she would be making the cheese in a non-Jewish house, you'd have to protest actually what she's doing. When he's doing a Jewish house, Look at the Biyar Gros. He also asks on this point, for a different reason, I jump look over there. Well, Yabba Pim Gadam is given, they agree, the Kabbun is Shulchan Aruch. What the tent of Shulchan Aruch is Urach is only Muslim Pom Derech Mikrit. She does it sometimes, and it just happens to be, then Shemuta Achah Shabbos Lanam, then permitted after Shabbos to have benefit from it. As the Shar Tinei Samachas says, he said, I don't know according to this, what's the Chiddush that permitted after Shabbos, even if he explicitly commands the non-Jew to do the Malacha on Shabbos, it also, the Mechaber Paschal and Simeshan Zayin Sevchav, it would be permitted in the evening after the amount of time it takes to do it. And if regarding the point that it should be permitted right away, then what's the reason? The reason why Shabbos is forbidden is because we can presume that they did it for the purpose of the Jew, which in Simeri Shayin Vav, they write it with their name in the place. And if the non-Jew does it on his own for Yisrael, it's also forbidden on the evening until Lech Shiasa. So he's not sure exactly what the Chiddush in this halacha would be then, but says the Mishnah further, he says, Abalam hi yisikein, Tamar, if she always does this, then Mechulib Limchaz, then obviously you would have to protest. You can't let her continue doing this. Because then for sure she's doing it a day to the Yisrael. Simcha Beis, Misha Yishlein Narin Yehudi, someone has a young, non-Jewish youth, and he's running on the Amal Shabbos Kishmalich Lash Kaisa when he's going to go give it to drink. In the Tzorch Levana, he doesn't have to stop that non-Jewish youth. Shachai Nois is asking because the real living creature, meaning a living person, carries himself. So the animal's not really doing anything. But Tzorch Levana, we have to stop him. Shalit Nolebogadav, they should not put his garments on it. Veloi Sham Dab, and no other thing, because that he's carrying. Says Mishbur Sibkat Nayin Hei Shachai Bechulu. It's Lemur Mitzvah Zeyah Dein Chalal Deh Hashem Aser. So it's not like the animal's carrying any load. You have to stop the animal from the youth on him because else the animal doing malacha. After my dummy, even though this, that we say that a living creature carries itself, you're not really carrying a person on the animal. That's why now I carry a child in the street on Shabbos. But they did not make that rabbinic iser regarding an animal. But make sure you don't put your garments on it. But regarding a saddle, like compared to that, we're not bothered by the bottle of Gabarech, that's nullified regarding the rider. So that wouldn't be a problem. But no other thing. If something remained on the animal from before Shabbos, and the animal on its own wants to go outside, the owner has to stop the animal from not to go outside. The animal should not be doing malacha by itself. But if it didn't have anything on it, even if the animal wants to go out of the tchum, then for that, he doesn't have to stop the animal. So only to actively take it out with your own hands, only that would be forbidden. As the Shar Tzinei Zayin Gimel says, and even if regarding the one who's carrying it out, it wasn't out of his tchum, but it was out of the animal's tchum, which is based on the owner's tchum, that would be forbidden.
That Mechaber said that some say that you have to buy it from the non-Jew, the milk, for a little bit amount of money. So the Bar Halacha says even for an apple or something like that, even if it's not worth a shava pruta, but there has to be some type of acquisition. That even though the non-Jew is utilizing the animal child, that's not a problem because it's not doing with the intention of the actually that's the next set. The some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 33. Someone squeeze out grapes into a vessel, and his intention is to afterwards put the liquid from there into a cooked dish. So in Shinchav, the Mishmuritz in the name of the Drisha, that Yechayv because of Mafarak and Charatina, but they write the name of the Radvaza, Yenachayv, and it's only Osman Rabban Chazanish comes out, like the opinion of the Drisha, because since at the time when it's in the vessel, it's considered as a mashka, so his thought to then subsequently put into the food item does not remove it from the category of being a mashka. So if someone milks into a vessel and his intention is to spill out the milk afterwards, so Chazanish writes that it would seem that Yechayv, because since you milked into a vessel, so it's like a mashka, and moreover, that's made to. It's normal that people back out from their original intention to spill it out because most people don't spill it out. If someone milks into a disgusting vessel, Chaznish writes that it's a subject that writes, and therefore it's not kedai to do this by the Yisrael himself, but he has to attempt to milk it through a non-Jew, and that's the appropriate way, al pi hatorah. Tish number 34, even though Allah we hold that a mashka bala oichel is kal oichel, a liquid that goes into a food item from a food item is like a food item, and you do that yipater, and shin chaf, mishmurais, that since, according to Rabbein Chananel, someone squeezes out peiris, and he needs the mashka that's coming out from him, he's oiva isidarai. So it's good to be machma like his words, and whoever does that, tabala bracha blessing comes in them. Now, if someone looks on yomtiv into a food item in the way that the milk is more than the food item and does not get absorbed inside of it, so in tof kof hed mishmurais, it's forbidden. And you should protest in the multitudes that violate this. And that's how Rechaim Oizigur Zensky writes, that not not to permit this at all, and specifically when the intention of those who are doing it is only to milk and just to be using subterfuge that they put it in like some little crumbs, so it should be considered like milking into food items. But if most of the milk is needed for the food in the pot, Pshim writes over there that's permitted to milk it, even the little that's not needed for the food. Chaznish writes that the whole heter to milk into food is only when the food and the milk are mixed together. But if the milk is floating on top of the food, that's not considered mashka b'leichel, and it's not considered eichel. Chaznish is not sure. It's possible that also when the milk is mixed into the food item, you still have to have that the food is the majority over the milk. So if after the milking, he sifts the milk into another vessel, or he moves the food from the milk, Chaznish writes that it has halacha like other milking, and it's also midaraisa. This is number 35. The reason for this iser, that we said that even though you're doing the Toyech Echel, it's still awesome. Because Shulchan Aruch Rab writes that since a behemoth is not fit for eating on Shabbos, because it is a Shechita, and does not have the name of a food item on it, so it's considered like waste matter, that if someone's removing what's called mefarik from the side of the milk, it's similar to threshing, that he's removing a food item from a pseudus from the waste matter. Chaznish writes in the opinion of the Rambam, that's possible, that the reason why it's also because of Muktzeh Sharatzin, later on, Tuf Kof Hei, it brings that the milking of the milk is forbidden to utilize it. It's forbidden because it was done not for the purposes of that day. Dish number 36, to connect a milking machine to the udders of the cow at a time when the machine is not working, is not activated yet, in a way that it's going to start activating only later in the automatic way. Shlomo Zalman writes that's permitted. And so the Chaznish writes it's permitted to connect the pipe of the milking to the udders of the cow when the machine is not working. And this old condition that the clock and the electricity was prepared for me for Shabbos, and no Chil Shabbos is being done like with it. But to connect the pipe to the animal at a time when the machine is on, that is no heter, only if the milk is going to go to waste. Dish number 37, also if someone's milking a yom tov into a vessel and his intention is to put afterwards the milk into food, and mishmer it's in tov kof hei, that's forbidden, since at the time of the milking, there's no food in the pot, it's considered that the milk is being a mashka that was noilid, that was introduced on yom tov. And since also that the milk that was milked in a way that's permitted is muktzeh, someone holds that you have to milk straight into the food item so that it protects the milk until after Shabbos, because since even after the milking, it's forbidden to move it. In the place of loss, someone holds that you could permit to move the milk to a place where it should be protected, and he adds on that that's how the Chaznish permitted for the Moshavim that were Charedim. Dish number 38. If someone cannot milk the cows through the non-Jew, Chaznish writes, to be lenient to milk into a disgusting vessel or on the ground, and he adds on that you can milk even into a vessel that has some type of a material that would invalidate the milk from being eaten. Dish number 39. If the non-Jew stops the milking before the milking is done, someone holds, it's forbidden to tell him to add on the milking a little bit more, because right now there's no Tzar Balachayim. Dish number 40, and so too regarding a non-Jew, that is his job is to clean out the vessels of a Jew on Matzah Shabbos, someone holds that if he wants to clean them out on Shabbos so that he has availability on the evening, it's permitted for him to warm up the water so that it doesn't, you know, make it too cold for his hands. But if he's heating up the water so that he could get rid of the residue from the vessel easier, then it's forbidden to let him to do that, because in such a situation, the Jew is having benefit from the malacha that the non-Jew is doing. Here's number 42. If an animal is doing malacha on its own from its own willingness, Pshama Zaman holds that the owner is not commanded to stop it from doing this. And it's not similar to the case of going out to a Shosram when it's loaded with a load, because the loading was done Shalai L'Taita. But regularly when it wants to go do malacha, you don't have to stop the animal.